This week we talk with host Phoebe Judge about Martha Elliott. She's a journalist and rape survivor who for years was a devoted friend to a rapist and murderer on death row. Criminals recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
First, why don't you tell us about Michael Bruce Ross and how he ended up on death row?
Michael Bruce Ross was a student at Cornell. He grew up in rural Connecticut, went to Cornell to study agriculture. And once he got there, he had a hard time fitting in and really struggled an awful lot. And it was shortly after that that he began stalking women. That stalking of women turned eventually into raping and murdering a number of women, 8 in total.
How'd he get caught?
Well, we think he wanted to get caught. The last murder that he committed was in broad daylight. He eventually confessed and was sentenced to death. And when he was sentenced to death, he ended up not really trying to fight that conviction.
Who is Martha Elliott and how did she connect with Michael Ross?
Martha Elliott was a journalist who was worked on a number of legal cases, writing about them. But she had heard about Michael Ross's case, and what really fascinated her was when she heard that he wasn't going to fight anymore, when he wasn't going to fight his death sentence. She also was a survivor of sexual assault herself.
I told him, and that actually was important because it made it so that every time I talked to him, I didn't think about this experience. If I hadn't, it would have been in the back of my mind every time I picked up the phone.
What did he say when you told him?
He said, "I've caused enough pain. If this is causing you pain, you never have to speak to me again and forget about writing this story, and I'll just never call you."
So he was respectful of the experience you had gone through?
Extremely. And really caring, and we never spoke of it again.
So she interviewed him for a story about the death penalty. What happened next?
After the story ran, she had a number of phone calls with Michael Ross, really trying to understand who this man was and how he could have committed the horrible acts that he did. Their relationship continued.
I didn't have the heart not to take his calls because I knew there are very few people in the world he could call, and he became my sort of community service.
They were speaking all the time, almost every day, and that became rather problematic, just in terms of dealing with her own family and her own life and this other relationship she had with a serial killer.
What happened to Michael Ross?
Michael Ross was eventually executed in 2005. Martha was one of the last people he spoke to before he died. The main point is that Martha Elliott spent 20 years trying to figure out whether Michael Ross's desire to die was an atonement for the acts that he did or just a way to do one last noble thing so people might have remembered him a little bit better.
Phoebe Judge hosts the podcast Criminal. Thanks for talking with me, Phoebe.
Thank you.